This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hillsboro will be in the home whites, trimmed out in the orange and the black. Hilltoppers in orange lettering across the front of the home whites for Hillsboro. Lincolnwood in the road black uniforms tonight. Lancers in orange lettering across the front of the road blacks for Lincolnwood. It will be Vogel to jump for the Toppers, Whalen for the Lancers, and we are just about set for basketball here from Hillsboro High School. The student section for Hillsboro will be on their feet. The ball is in the air. The tap is controlled by Vogel, and the Toppers will get it to start. Man-to-man defense for Lincolnwood. In the high post it goes to Blaze Helton. Leaves it on the wing for Vogel. Here's Drake, top of the key. Left the defender on the floor, which got the Topper student section all riled up. Down to the block to Matouche. Too far for Gavin. Thrown out of bounds and turned over. Hillsboro going to show a little full court pressure here to start as into the hands of Whalen. In the backcourt, Braden Whalen picked up the dribble, leaves it off now for Armantrout. Armantrout back to Whalen. Whalen breaks the press, leaves it down on the block for Watson, rejected by the Toppers. They're going to bring it out. Lead pass for Stewart down to Christian. Leaves it off for Matouche. Left hand off the window, good for Gavin Matouche. So defense leading the offense for the Toppers there. Full court pressure as Lincolnwood breaks with one pass across the timeline with Will Jenkins into the hands of Whalen. Drives baseline, cut off. Leaves it off now for Watson. That pass across the floor, lazy, stolen, knocked out of bounds off of Lincolnwood, and it'll belong to the Toppers. So the masks still required, of course, but they are more chin straps here for all 10 on the floor, as they should be. So a variety of black and blue chin straps out on the floor right now as the Toppers lead 2-0, 1 minute gone by. Here's Helton, dribble drive, kicks for Stewart, corner pocket three, left it short, and the rebound down to the Lancers and Watson. He leaves it off for Whalen. Braden pushing, attacks, too high off the window, missed it, rebound tapped around, pulled down by Vogel. He wants to run. Here comes Drake into the front court. No one stops, ball all the way to the rim, yes, for Drake Vogel. Boy, he's got a little flair and flash to his game, does Drake. As that lead pass is jarred loose. Now to the floor goes Schmedeke. He'll be tied up there with Helton, and the Lancers will keep it on the possession arrow. 6:32 for the opening quarter, 4-0 Hillsboro with the lead. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Sideline trigger in front of the Hillsboro bench for the Lancers. In the backcourt it goes to Whalen. Whalen now picked up the bounce. He needs a little assistance. Finds it on the left wing with Armantrout. Armantrout now. In the left corner it goes to Schmedeke. Back into the hands of Trenton Watson, left side of the key. Leaves it for Whalen on the right wing. Brayton to the elbow, cut off. Back to Watson. Trenton Watson now looking for some assistance. He's holding out at the top of the key. Now he puts it on the deck, being hounded out there by Helton. Almost traveled. Got it away to Schmedeke. Brady drives baseline, floats it up, missed it. Rebound, two Lancers fighting each other for it. And Drake Vogel pulls it down for the Toppers. Here's Drake across the timeline. Little hesitation, big old crossover, leaves it off now for Will Christian. In the corner to Stewart. Blaine, dribble drive, middle of the lane, Helton fading away, and knock it down, Blaze Helton. Off 1 foot, fading for 14 feet, he put it home. 6-0 Hillsboro, 5:35 for the opening quarter. Lancers break the pressure there with no dribbles and three passes. Into the front court now, they'll reset the offense with Will Jenkins. His pass is tipped into the backcourt so Whalen can go and retrieve. Met there by Vogel in the Topper man-to-man as he comes across the timeline. Here's a three for Jenkins, way too strong, overshot everything. And the rebound is off of Matouche, and it'll belong to Lincolnwood. That shot missed so badly that it threw the timing off with that rebound for Gavin Matouche. Gavin has a knee brace on that right knee. Of course, he had what looked like a devastating injury at the end of that COVID season last year. In it goes to Braden Whalen with the left-hand finish. And Lincolnwood's on the board with 5:10 to play in the opening quarter. But it looked like a serious knee injury for Matouche that night on this floor, but obviously it was not. He was playing soccer this fall, and he looks good to go here, obviously, for his senior basketball campaign. Toppers are loaded this year. Should be a fun year in Toppertown. Here's Vogel. Leaves it out front for Will Christian. Of course, the difference for Hillsboro this year is they get everybody's best shot. They are the circled game on the calendar. There's a nice drop step for Matouche. Left-hand finish is good off the nice spin. Lincolnwood comes right back against the pressure. Blaze Helton swats it off the backboard, but is picked up by Whalen. Now that's rejected by Vogel. goes right back to Watson. Jenkins triggers a three and knocks it down. What a frenetic sequence that was. Two big blocks for Hillsboro. But when it's all said and done, a three ball for Will Jenkins, and the Lancers are down just 3-8-5. Here's Vogel. Deep three, you betcha, Drake Vogel. That was beyond the NBA line. Pulled up and put it in his eye. 4 minutes, first quarter, 11-5 toppers. Now Vogel gets the steal. He's got some long arms there. Nice shovel pass. Christian, yes. First bucket for Will Christian, and Matt Milburg wants a timeout. 3:54 for the opening quarter. Fast start for the toppers. Hillsboro leads Lincolnwood 13-5. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. So following the Lincolnwood timeout, Lancers have the basketball in the backcourt, facing full court pressure here from the toppers. Will Christian on the point of the 1-2-1-1 press here. In the backcourt with Whalen. Middle of the floor, Jenkins across the timeline with a pass to Armantrout. Then he had trouble with the handle, got away with a travel. Opens up Whalen for three. Yes. Braden Whalen knocks down the three ball. He has 5 first quarter points as Lincolnwood got away with one there. As Watson picked up his dribble, took an extra step. He was waiting for the whistle, but it never came. And Lincolnwood cashed it in. 13-8, toppers lead with the ball. Here's Will Christian. Volleyball spike line with Vogel. Into the jab step, working on Whalen. Leaves it back for Blaze Helton. Blaze crosses over to the rim. Yes, for Blaze Helton. With a quick blow by that time against Trenton Watson for Blaze Helton. 15-8 Hillsboro, 3:10 first quarter. Whalen, long pass into the front court to Watson. Into the hands of Jenkins across to Schmedeke. Brady cut off, feeds the post down to Watson. Little shovel pass, Whalen attacks off the window. It's good for Braden Whalen. 7 opening quarter points for Whalen. 15-10, toppers lead with the ball inside of 3 minutes opening quarter. Down on the right block, Matouche kicks to Vogel. Left wing thought about the deep three instead. On the right hand bounce, pulls it back beyond the volleyball spike line. Bounce pass across the head of the key to Helton. Blaze Helton, dribble drive, dumps it down to Matouche. Gavin is fouled. The free throw is coming for Gavin Matouche. First foul of the ball game. And that is going to be whistled on. I think they got Armantrout. They did for the personal. Well, Gavin Matouche at the free throw line. Toss. Good. A nickel's worth for Gavin Matouche here in the opening quarter. 16-10, toppers lead. Brady Schmedeke has checked out for Lincolnwood. As Matouche's second free throw is good. Gavin gets the pair. 16-10 toppers. Checking in was Jonah Elvidge for the Lancers, the 5'9 freshman. He has the ball right now, 2-on-1. Dumps it off Armantrout, and he's fouled by Blaze Helton. Not a bad foul there by Helton. Nothing easy tonight. And that will send Gabe Armantrout, the 6'2 sophomore, to the foul line. Lincolnwood dealing with some injuries here. Nate Guzman out with an ACL. Donnie Doherty out with a knee injury as well. Free throw for Armantrout. Good. Gabe's first point. Makes it 17-11 Hillsboro. Toppers have led the entire way here in the opening quarter. 2:25 for the opening 8 minutes. Second toss is off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Gavin Matouche. He leaves it off for Will Christian. Oh, Christian, nasty crossover ahead of the key. Leaves it off for Vogel. Now Drake tries to go back door. Had some English on that pass. Found Christian on the baseline. Here's Blaine Stewart. Back it goes to Christian. Will Christian now working on Jenkins. Tough entry pass down to Helton. Knocked away down there by the Lancers. And eventually Will Jenkins comes back to pick up that loose ball. And we've got a whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be Hillsboro ball. Well, they didn't call a foul. Let's just call the jump ball. The toppers have it on the possession. Will Christian looking, looking, looking. Safety valves it out to Drake Vogel near midcourt. Drake now working on Whalen. Leaves it back for Blaine Stewart. Here's Blaine Stewart. Tried to go backdoor. Miscommunication there, and the toppers throw it away. Stewart thought Christian was going to cut to the rim. Will stayed put in the left corner. Inside of 2 minutes for the opening quarter. A 6-point topper lead. Here's Jonah Elvidge. That pass is tipped and stolen by Matouche. 3-on-2 fast break. Gavin slows it up, waits for Christian. Here's Will. He'll stop and pop for three off the heel too strong. Rebound down to the Lancers and Trenton Watson. Lincolnwood pushes into the front court quickly with Braden Whalen. Whalen now on the right wing, checked out there by Drake Vogel. 85 seconds, first quarter. In the right corner to Jenkins. Give and go to Whalen off the window. It's good. 9 first quarter points for Braden Whalen. Great two-man action there, give and go between Jenkins and Whalen. 17-13, Toppers lead. Here's Helton off to Vogel. Drake thought about rising for the foul line, dumps it down to Matouche, draws a triple team, kicks it out to Christian. Will, dribble drive, right back to Gavin, lays it up and in. 8 first quarter points for Gavin Matouche, and that was a good patient possession for the Toppers. Final minute, first quarter, stolen by Blaine Stewart. Blaine picks it up on the right wing, leaves it back for Vogel. Drake for 3, missed that one, and the rebound tipped around by Matouche, but eventually picked up by Elvidge. And then we have a whistle and foul. They're going to get Blaine Stewart on the reach-in. His first, Topper's second team foul. Isaiah Mattingly going to check in, 6-foot sophomore. He'll replace Watson. And Brady Schmedeke is on the floor for the Lancers. Now, Middlebrook told me before the ball game, Isaiah Mattingly, he won all the hustle points for Lincoln Wood in that JV game, so he's earned himself some varsity minutes here tonight. Half a minute, first quarter. A 6-point Topper lead. Lancers have the basketball out front between the circles with Braden Whalen. And we're going to get a whistle away from the ball. It's going to be a foul on, I think, Isaiah Mattingly, who just checked in. They're going to get him away from the ball, clearing out. His first, team second. That's a frustrating whistle if you're Isaiah Mattingly. 26.7 seconds, first quarter. Toppers can hold for the final shot. Here's Christian across the timeline. Will Christian leaves it on the right wing now for Drake Vogel. Vogel, top of the key, it goes to Matouche. Back to Will Christian. 10 seconds for the quarter. Jay Stewart has checked in for the Toppers. He has it now off top of the key to Helton. Here's Drake with 3. Deep 3, contested. Yes! Oh, baby! Drake Vogel put it right in the eye of Braden Whalen at the end of the first quarter. The defense couldn't be any better if you're Braden Whalen. The shot was just fantastic from Drake Vogel. 8 minutes in the books. Hillsboro leads Lincolnwood 22-13. You're listening to boys high school basketball on WSMI. Lincolnwood throws it away to start the second quarter. Now Hillsboro on the attack as Will Christian drives the baseline and draws a foul. That's going to be the second foul on Isaiah Mattingly as they got him with the block on that right baseline. T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer coming up Saturday in Nokomis. 8 games, the first tip's at 9:30. $5 gets you in, and that gets you in all day long. You can come and go as you please. All the money to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Back door, yes. Helton to Vogel. He went reverse with the left hand finish in the English, and he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned 3-point play. Hillsboro will play Athens on Saturday at 12:30. Lincolnwood will play Litchfield at 3:30 as part of the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer in Nokomis Saturday. All the money to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Vogel completes the old-fashioned 3-point play after he hit 2 triples in that opening quarter. He has 11 points. 25-13 Toppers. Lancers break the pressure. They've handled the full-court pressure pretty well for the most part. It's been the Topper half-court defense that has been problematic for Lincolnwood here in the early stages. Here's Jay Stewart all over Armin Trout on the left wing now with Will Jenkins. He brings it back top of the key off to Schmedeke into the hands of Watson. Top of the key with Whalen, met there by Vogel. Here's Schmedeke for 3, too strong, and the rebound down to Jay Stewart for the Toppers. Jay's a 6'2 sophomore, all the way to the rim. No one stopped him. Wild left-handed shot, missed it. Offensive rebound, Helton, and he's blocked and fouled. They are going to get Braden Whalen with the personal. That is his first. Check that. That is Whalen's second, team's 5th. Free throw for Helton is around and out, no good. Substitutions here, returning for Lincolnwood, Jonah Elvidge. He will replace Whalen. And Blaine Stewart back on the floor. He will replace Will Christian for Hillsboro. So the Stewart brothers on the floor here at the same time for Hillsboro. Of course, that was the case last year at Litchfield. Free throw for Helton. Good. Gets one out of two. 5 points for Blaze Helton. Talk about all the talent returning for Hillsboro. Then you mix in two talented players as well. So it just takes a little while to get your footing. Stewart missed it from the heart of the lane. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Matouche. He's hounded in there by three Lancers and somehow gets it off to Jay Stewart. Just pure strength from Matouche. Helton lines up the three, missed it. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by the Lancers and Watson. His pass is stolen by Vogel, lays it up and in. 13 for Drake Vogel. Hillsboro is contesting everything. Full court, half court, doesn't matter. Another tip and a steal by Vogel. And to the floor, they're going to get a travel on the Lancers, and it'll stay with Hillsboro. So another deflected pass off that full court pressure from Hillsboro. Eventually leads to the turnover. Toppers line it up along the baseline. Lob it foul line to Matouche. Finds Vogel for three. Yes, Drake Vogel's feeling it tonight. He's got 16, and Matt Bilberg needs a timeout. 6:07 for the first half. Hillsboro has opened it up. 31-13, the Toppers lead Lincolnwood. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Lincolnwood full court pressure. Whalen takes it himself, and eventually he is fouled as he got all the way down to the free throw line. And then he was raked across the arm by Jay Stewart, his first, team's third. Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on FM 106.1. Girls high school basketball Thursday night right here from Hillsboro. The Toppers take on Gillespie. That'll be a 6 o'clock broadcast time Thursday here on FM 106. Whalen's three, check that, Jenkins three, off the mark, right wing. Rebound down to Stewart. Jay Stewart will leave it off for Bryce Connor, who checked in at the last timeout. Into the hands of Blaine Stewart, off to Drake. Here's Vogel. Oh, a nasty behind-the-back bounce on Jenkins. Boy, he is a handful when he has the rock in his hands. Here's Bryce Connor. Leaves it back for Drake. Thought about the deep three. Puts it on the deck. Leaves it in the corner. Blaine Stewart for three. Left it short. Rebound tapped around. Eventually picked up off the floor by Whalen. Here's Braden Whalen into the front court. Leaves it on the wing for Armentrout. He wants the three ball. Missed it all. And the rebound down to Matouche. Here comes Gavin. No one stops ball all the way to the rim. Layup is good. Coast to coast for Gavin Matouche. He has 10. No one stopped the ball for Lincolnwood. Armentrout's mask came flying off his face, or off his chin, I should say. He has the ball on the right wing now. Into the hands of Jenkins. They will not stop play, though, nor should they, for the masks. 4:50 for the first half. The official still wearing the masks. Saw the old electronic whistle in the JV game. Couldn't hardly hear it. Here's Armentrout for three. Missed it, and that will be a long rebound out of bounds over to Hillsboro. And we're going to get, I assume, probably the mask timeout. No, I think Matt Milberg wants another timeout. 4:39 for the first half. Hillsboro leading Lincolnwood 33-13. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Hillsboro has it in the front court with Blaine Stewart. Leaves it for brother Jace on the right baseline. Jace, dribble drive, muscled it up, missed it. And on the rebound, they're going to get Stewart coming over the back. His second, team's fourth. That was one of those frustration fouls that has been committed since basketball was invented. You miss a shot you thought you should have made, and then you come over the back trying to get that rebound. Full court pressure, Blaine Stewart on the point. Long pass to midcourt into the hands of Armentrout. Armentrout now slows it up, met out there by Matouche. He will leave it for Schmedeke. Dangerous pass out front, stolen by Gavin. Then Matouche has trouble with the handle. He's first to the floor. Now multiple Lancers are down on the deck, and it will be last touched by. Or did Kyle McBrain get a timeout? Oh, are they going to say that Hillsboro had possession, and McBrain got the timeout? 4:10 for the first half, 33-13, Hillsboro with the lead. Back to Toppertown in 30 seconds. Tim Mize back here at Hillsboro High School, 33-13, Toppers with the lead and the ball about halfway through the second quarter. Here's Jay Stewart, left wing for Hillsboro. Gets into the lane, bounce pass to Helton. In the corner to Connor. Bryce open for three, left it a little bit short. Rebound tapped around, going to be picked up off the floor by the Lancers. And Gabe Armentrout, he leaves it for Jenkins. No-look pass across the lane to Schmedeke. Tough shot coming back the other way, missed it. Good contestant there by the Toppers. Boy, nothing has been easy for Lincoln Wood here tonight. Connor left alone. Three ball. Got it. Bryce Connor. Quick trigger on the three. Puts it home. 36-13 Hillsboro. 3.5 minutes for the first half. Long pass into the front court. And it sails right into my hands on the stage. I am not an eligible receiver. Eighth turnover for Lincoln Wood. I caught it cleanly, though, for what it's worth. 3:29 for the first half. 36-13. Toppers have the lead and the basketball. Here's Will Christian. Crosses over on Jenkins. Cut off now. Leaves it baseline. Bad pass by Blaine Stewart. He got caught with nowhere to go. Here comes Elvich. He will pull up for about seven. High Archer missed it. Rebound Watson muscles it away from Helton and then gets it off to Schmedeke. Down low to Armin Trout. Missed it. Good contestant there from Helton. Jay Stewart pulls down the rebound for the Toppers. He comes into the front court. A couple behind the back bounces. All the way to the front of the rim. Rejected by Watson. Now Watson will slow it up and gets it off to Elvich. Jonah Elvich into the front court. Picked up the bounce. He needs some help over there. Christian supplied that help as he knocked the ball free and gave the dribble back to Elvich. Now on the attack, Jenkins will find a slashing Armantrout. He attacks the rim and draws the foul. 2:41 for the first half, and Gabe Armantrout, the 6'2 sophomore, will be at the foul line for Lincoln Wood. The foul on Helton, his second. Armantrout, 1 of 2 at the charity stripe tonight for his lone point. Free throw is no good, too strong. 2:41 for the first half. 36-13, Toppers with the lead. Girls High School Basketball Thursday, Gillespie at Hillsboro, live at 6 here on FM 106. And then the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer Saturday in Nokomis. First game tips at 9:30, last game tips at 8. Hope to see you out in Nokomis on Saturday. All the money raised goes to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. That was an organization near and dear to Terry's heart. As Christian goes coast to coast, and again, nobody for Lincolnwood stops ball. That will not make Matt Milberg happy. 38-14, Toppers lead, 2:20 first half. Here comes Whalen. Leaves it underneath for Armantrout. Got it to go with the soft touch. Gabe Armantrout has his first field goal. 4 points on the attack. Again, no one stopped the ball. Christian all the way to the rim. Got blocked late, but goes right to Vogel. Lays it up and in. 18 first half points for Drake Vogel. Boy, last year, I think it was last year in Nokomis, he dropped 38. He's on his way to something similar to that tonight. 40-16 Toppers. Minute 50 first half. Here's Whalen. Drives baseline to the rim. Yes, strong take. Braden Whalen. He has 11, and it's going to be an and-one opportunity. Late whistle there, and it'll send Braden Whalen to the free throw line. 16 foul on the Toppers. As the personal goes on Drake Vogel, his first. Free throw is good for Whalen. He gets the old-fashioned three-point play. Gavin Matouche will check back in for the Toppers. Brady Schmedeke returns for the Lancers. Helton out for Hillsboro. Whalen gets a breather for Lincolnwood. Will Christian in the backcourt blows by Elbich across the timeline. Bad pass, though, stolen by Jenkins. Fourth Topper turnover. Here's Jenkins. Leaves it for Elbich. Down low to Armantrout. Hesitates. Left hand. Can't get it to go off the window. And the rebound down to Blaine Stewart for Hillsboro. Here comes Will Christian. Will to the right elbow, cut off. Connor open for three, too strong off the heel. Rebound down to Armantrout. 80 seconds for the first half. Stolen by Will Christian. Throws it off of Jonah Elvich out of bounds, and that should be Hillsboro basketball. Boy, that's a great hustle play from Will Christian. Then a good piece of sportsmanship as he checks on Elvich to make sure he's all right. You always feel bad when you have to throw the ball as hard as you can off of a opposing player, but you do what you got to do to get the possession. Here's Blaine Stewart. Cut off that baseline. Top of the key to Will Christian. Will right back to Stewart, but Will was fouled before the pass. 16 foul on Lincoln. Well, they're going to get Jonah Elvich with his first personal. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsboro. It'll be Vogel to throw it in. as they will line everybody up along the baseline. Miscommunication between Vogel and Matouche there, and it's just thrown right to the Lancers. Here comes Armantrout the other way. Had trouble with the handle, but finds Watson at the front of the rim, rejected by Christian. Here comes Matouche. Coast to coast for the easy deuce. A dozen for Gavin. 42-19 toppers. 50 seconds first half. Here's Jonah Elvich. Going to pull up for three. Too strong. And the rebound tapped around off of Watson's hands, picked up by Vogel. Here comes Drake into the front court. Oh, no look feed to Matouche off the window. It's good for Gavin. A beautiful find from Drake Vogel. 44-19 toppers. Half a minute first half. Lincolnwood's gotten a little bit frazzled here in the last few minutes. On the attack, Jenkins. Bounce pass. Down it goes to Schmedeke. Can't get it to go, but he was fouled. Two free throws for Brady Schmedeke as he clapped his hands together in disgust, knowing this should have been an and-one opportunity. The foul on Bryce Connor, his first, is at the free throw line. Brady Schmedeke looking for his first points tonight. The toss is no good, rimmed out. 3 of 6, Lincolnwood is at the foul line tonight. Second toss here for Brady. The 6-foot sophomore, free throw, good. 1 out of 2 for Schmedeke. 20 seconds for the half, Hillsborough can hold for the final shot. Drake Vogel hit a 3 at the end of the first quarter. Here's Christian. No, down to Matouche. Easy for Gavin. He has 16. You don't hold for the final shot when you get a layup. 5 seconds for the half now. In the backcourt, Elvich. Middle of the floor, Watson. Touch pass, Schmedeke. Back to Armantrout at the horn. Good if it goes, it will not. A strong first half for the Hillsborough Hilltoppers. After 2 quarters of play here tonight, it is Hillsborough 46, Lincolnwood 20. We'll come back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. So we are set to roll here. Third quarter action. Lincolnwood will get the basketball to start, trailing by 26. Hillsborough outscored them 24-7 in that second quarter. And really, Vogel hit a 3 at the horn in the first quarter. So really, 27-7 is what it was. There's a nice left-hand finish front of the rim for Braden Whalen. He has 14. There will be no quit in these Lincolnwood Lancers. Matt Milberg won't allow it. 7.5 minutes for the third quarter. Here's Will Christian at the foul line. Cut off. Leaves it for Drake Vogel. Back to Christian it goes now. Left side of the key across the floor to Vogel. Drake triggers the 3-ball off the heel too strong. Goes over the top of the backboard out of bounds. And it'll belong to Lincolnwood. Vogel led all scorers in that first half with 18. As Whalen comes into the front court, met by Vogel in the topper man-to-man. Here's Braden Whalen, brings it back between the circles now with the right-hand bounce. Left wing to Schmedeke, down in the block to Watson. Double team, kicks it out. Schmedeke for three, too strong, and the rebound down to Vogel. Here comes Drake. Nice pass, but right through the hands of Gavin Matouche and out of bounds for the 6th topper turnover. That was like a wide receiver who put his eyes up the field to see all the green grass he had in front of him. Matouche took his eyes off the ball and glanced at the rim for that easy layup he was going to have. 6:45 for the third quarter. Full court pressure facing the Lancers here. In the backcourt, Whalen and Jenkins will handle. Across the floor now to Schmedeke. On the baseline into the front court with Armantrout. 6.5 minutes for the third quarter. Out it goes to Whalen. Into the hands of Jenkins. Will for three. Missed it. Rebound. Front of the rim. Put up and in by Brady Schmedeke. Brady's first field goal. He has 3 points. Toppers come back quickly into the front court. Blaine Stewart attacks. In the left corner, Vogel. Drake dribble drive and draws the foul. Now foul will be on the floor. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. 6:09 for quarter number 3. Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports, 7:30 here on FM 106.1. They lob it up to Helton at the right elbow. into the hands of Matouche now at the left elbow. Back to Will Christian. He handles on the left wing. Feeds the block to Matouche. Gavin draws a triple team. Dumps it off to Stewart. He kicks it to Helton. One dribble. Pulls up baseline. Blocked by Whelan. Goes right to Matouche. Gavin's follow is too strong. Helton with the offensive rebound. He had a bad angle on the putback. Couldn't get it to go. And the rebound finally cleared out by Lincolnwood. Here comes Whelan. Off to Armantrout. Jenkins thought about the corner three. Instead, his pass is tipped, almost stolen, but it's muscled away by Matley, and he lays it up and in. Oh, Isaiah Matley just out-wrestled Blaze Helton for that basketball. And he got the bucket, 46-26 toppers, 5:25 third quarter. And I tell you what, you've accomplished something if you out-muscle Blaze Helton. Here's Drake Vogel. Oh, nice pick and roll to Matouche off the window. It's good. 18 for Gavin Matouche. Boy, that's a tough cover. If you're on the defensive side of that, pick and roll action with Vogel and Matouche. Lancers break the pressure. Nice bounce pass. Jenkins to Armantrout. It's good. A beautiful no-look find from Will Jenkins. 48-28. No one stopped the ball. Christian all the way to the rim. Contact, no whistle. Rebound cleared out by the Lancers. Here comes Will Jenkins pushing. Two on one. Fast break. Layup. Oh, he missed it with the left hand. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Armantrout, no, and is picked up by Blaine Stewart. Quick outlet to Matouche, up and down for the easy douche. Won't call that a cherry pick for Gavin Matouche, but he was in prime position for that outlet pass. 50-28, Toppers lead, they've led the entire way, 4:25 third quarter. Here's Schmedeke on the left wing. Brady Schmedeke leaves it up top for Will Jenkins. Jenkins now on the wing with Whelan. Braden Whelan, 6'3", junior, top of the key to Matley. Matley had his pocket picked by Vogel, picked up underneath by Matouche. Now his lead pass is saved by Stewart at the baseline, out to Vogel. Drake thought about the three, instead in the corner goes to Blaine Stewart. Stewart puts it on the deck, one dribble, pulls up from 15, missed it. Rebound down to the Lancers and Armantrout. 3:50 for the third quarter, a 22-point advantage for Hillsborough. Jenkins, quick trigger three, missed it, almost banked it in. Offensive rebound to the Lancers, right back to Jenkins. One dribble, pulls up, missed that for about 7 feet, and eventually the Toppers cleared out with Will Christian. He pushes in a hurry. Bounce pass, middle of the floor, Helton. He got too far under the rim, couldn't finish. Here come the Lancers the other way with Braden Whelan. Whelan gets on the baseline, and he's going to be called for the carry. 10th Lancer turnover. Jonah Elvidge back in. Also coming back in for the Lancers, Trenton Watson. Blaine Stewart will get a breather for the Toppers. He'll be replaced by little brother Jace. 3 minutes, 20 seconds for the third quarter. The difference in this game right now, the second quarter. Hillsborough outscored Lincolnwood 24-7. As that ball's deflected, goes off the front of my table. It'll be Hillsborough ball, sideline trigger right in front of our broadcast position. It'll be Drake Vogel to get it in. He will do so to Will Christian between the circles now. Christian on the baseline finds Vogel. Drake up and under, dumps it off, and then it's stolen. He was looking for Jay Stewart, seventh topper turnover. Here comes Whelan, left-hand finish is good for Braden Whelan. 16 on the night for Whelan. A 20-point Hillsborough lead, 50-30, inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. Middle of the lane, Matouche spins middle, left-hand finger roll, missed it, got his miss. He's going to muscle it up, and he's fouled on the floor. Second foul of the half on Hill or in Lincolnwood, excuse me. And I think they are going to get Watson with the personal. Nope, they are going to get Brady Schmedeke. I saw the zero go up on the right hand of the official, but it was number 10, not number 40. Matouche hit the deck there, so they're trying to get some of the sweat mopped up. Who needs a towel when you got sneakers? Baseline trigger Vogel. He'll lob it to the foul line to Matouche. Right back to Drake. Triggers the three. Missed it a little bit short. Offensive rebound, though, Will Christian. He attacks, and he draws the foul. Hammered down by Elvidge. Third foul of the half on Lincolnwood. And for Elvidge, his second personal. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsborough from the left side of the lane. Will Jenkins will return for the Lancers here. Brady Schmedeke will get a breather. Christian slaps the ball ready for motion here. One of the Matouche wasn't there. He will have to outlet it to Vogel. Drake will let it go into the backcourt, and he'll corral it there. He comes across the timeline, couple between the legs, bounces out at the volleyball spike line. Leaves it in the corner for Christian. Will, dribble drive, got caught in the air, finds Jay Stewart on the baseline, and a reach-in foul, a push on Lincoln Wood. Fourth foul on the Lancers, and they will get Armin Trout with his second personal. And Kyle McBrain wants a timeout. 2:24 for the third. Hillsborough leads Lincolnwood 50-30. Back to Toppertown in just after one message. Tim Eyes back here at Hillsborough. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this action. Girls basketball Thursday night. Gillespie will be at Hillsborough live at 6 here on FM 106. And, of course, the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer Saturday from Nokomis. First game tips at 9:30. $5 gets you in, and that's good all day. Here's Vogel. Thought about the volleyball spike line three. Decided against it. He can make it from there, though. Dumps it to Helton. Dumps it to Stewart off the window. It's good for Jace. Beautiful ball movement right there from the Toppers. But they've got so much talent, so much offensive ability on this squad as Jenkins knocks it down from 15. He has five. If they move the ball and share the basketball, they will be really, really hard to handle. Here's Helton. Missed the three ball from the left corner. Rebound down to Braden Whalen. Whalen now into the front court. 107 seconds, third quarter. A 20-point Topper lead. And away from the ball, we've got a foul on Lincolnwood. They're going to get Lucas Resnick with the moving screen. His first team's fifth. Hillsborough has not been whistled for a foul here in the third quarter. Topper's off to a 3-2 start. Took home third place in the Kaskaskia Classic. Blaise Helton checked out. Bryce Connor checks in for the Toppers. 100 seconds, third quarter. A 24-7 advantage in the second quarter is really the big difference in this ball game right now. Here's Connor. Fakes the three, dumps it to Jay Stewart. He leaves it off for Christian for three. Rimmed it out, no good. Rebound down to Whalen. Lost his footing, stolen away by Jay Stewart. Leaves it for Matouche, and Gavin traveled. He took that extra step after he picked up his bounce, trying to get to the front of the rim. This game was 19-13 Hillsborough late in the first quarters. Vogel hit a three at the horn, and then they outscored him 24-7 to the Toppers in that second quarter. So it was really 27-7 over that stretch, which is the margin right now, 20. Three ball from Elvidge, short, but he got his own rebound. Now the runner, rattle it down. Jonah Elvidge, his first bucket for the 5'9 freshman. Inside of 20. Here's a steal. Jenkins picked the pocket of Will Christian. Will goes up and down for the easy deuce. And they're going to count that. And a foul? Yes, count the bucket. And Jenkins will have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. They'll get Bryce Connor on the block. 46.7 seconds for the third quarter. You know, in the JV game, Hillsborough had about a 20-point lead in the third quarter. Next thing they knew, that puppy was down to six in the fourth. Will Christian will get a breather as Blaine Stewart back on the floor for the Toppers. Will Jenkins with seven, make it eight as he completes the old-fashioned three-point play. 52-37, clock running 40 seconds, third quarter. Blaine Stewart will leave it on the wing for Jay Stewart. Here comes Jace. Spins at the right elbow, cut off. Back door to brother Blaine. Blaine on the dribble in the left wing. And he stepped out of bounds as he drove baseline. 10th turnover on the Toppers. Lincolnwood just kind of hanging around here. Half a minute, third quarter. 52-37. We know with the three ball, big leads can get cut down in a hurry. And Lincolnwood, they can shoot the three. Haven't shot it great tonight as Stewart got tangled up with Armin Trout out front, and they're going to call the foul, I think, on Jay Stewart. They are. Kyle McBrain doesn't like that whistle one bit. Third foul on Jay Stewart. Armin Trout has kind of a sheepish little grin on his face. When you see that look, that usually means that he knows he got away with one. Good piece of officiating there is over to talk to Kyle. Always a civilized conversation when Kyle McBrain's involved. 10 seconds for the third quarter. 52-37 Toppers. Here's Whelan. Going to pull up. Tough shot. Rattled out. No good. Rebound down to Matouche with five. With three. Gavin to midcourt with two. Off to Stewart. Baseline at the buzzer. Left it short. Three quarters in the books here at Hillsboro. Toppers lead Lincolnwood 52-37. We're back with the money quarter following these messages. Tim Eyes back here at Hillsboro. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this Montgomery County action here tonight as Hillsboro leads Lincolnwood 52-37. Lancers outscored Hillsboro 17-6 in the quarter after they were down by 26 at the half. Lancers in a zone piece here to start the money quarter. Vogel, tough pull-up, partially blocked, pulled down underneath by Jonah Elvich. Elvich now will wisely pull it up as he had three toppers set to surround him. Into the hands of Will Jenkins across the timeline into the front court. Here's Watson on the right wing. Top of the key with Whelan. Checked there by Vogel. Here's Elvich on the left wing. Down in the baseline it goes to Jenkins. Back to Whelan. Whelan drives. Layup, yes, and the foul for Braden Whelan. He has 18, and here come the Lancers. Just like the JV game. 7:24 to play. 52-39, the clock will stop. Jay Stewart whistled for the foul, his fourth, so he will head out. Blaze Helton returns. Whelan to try to get Lincolnwood within a dozen, and it rattled out, no good. The offensive rebound, Watson missed the putback. Now Matouche with a tie-up jump ball, and Hillsboro has it on the arrow. Hillsboro fortunate right there. That was just about a four-point trip for Lincolnwood. Well, now maybe there's some confusion at the table. Was the arrow at the table wrong? One of our officials is over right now talking to the scorekeeper. Now, I think it was. The arrow was wrong. It's Lincolnwood ball on the tie-up. How about that? Boy, a three ball here. And it gets real interesting real fast. Baseline trigger for Jenkins. He will lob it into Whelan. Back to Will. Open for three. Missed it. Left it short. Offensive rebound, Whelan. Up, under, and in for Braden Whelan. 20 for Whelan, and it does wind up being a four-point trip for Lincolnwood. 52-41. 7 minutes for the ball game. They're slow to put those points up on the board. That pass tipped, stolen. Vogel's pass stolen. Here comes Whelan, layup, missed it, contested by Vogel in there. What a great contest from Vogel. Here's Christian on the attack. Layup is good for Will Christian. He has six. They still don't have the points up on the board. No points up on the board. Should be 54-41. The board says 52-39. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's a long two from Whelan off the mark, no good. And the rebound down to Matouche. 54-41 Toppers. Here's Blaze Helton in the front court, leaves it back for Will Christian now. Christian into the hands of Helton. There, it took the scoreboard a little while to get it right. They got it now. 54-41 Toppers. 6 minutes for the ball game. Matouche lobs down to Helton, muscles it up and in. That's a great finish from Blaze Helton. He was contested in there by Armin Trout and Watson. 56-41 Hillsboro. 5:50 for the ball game. Here's a three corner. Yes, for Will Jenkins. Had to have it and they got it. And Matt Milberg wants the timeout. 5:44 to play. We ain't done yet. 56-44 Hillsboro with the lead. But here come the Lancers back to Toppertown in just a moment. Told you the Matt Milberg-led Lancers would not go away quietly, and they have not done that. 56-44. They were down 26 at the half. Outscored Hillsboro 17-6 in the third. And right now, this is as close as they have been in a long, long time. A lot of game pressure on Hillsboro right now. Blaine Stewart in the backcourt. He's being checked by Schmedeke. Stewart to the top of the key, picks up the dribble, leaves it off now for Will Christian. Into the hands of Blaze Helton. Off to Drake Vogel. He's been held scoreless here in the second half after 18 in the first half. Matouche has 20, but 16 of those were in the first half. Hillsborough had 46 points at halftime and just 10 points right now with 5:18 to play in the game. Foul out front on Schmedeke. That is his second, team's sixth. So next foul will put Hillsborough to the foul line. Stewart, sideline trigger, gets it into Will Christian. Checked there by Jenkins, down to Helton and fouled by Armantrout. That's his third, team seventh, and it is bonus time for the Toppers. They will shoot fouls the rest of the way. 5:14 left, a 12-point Hillsborough lead. They led by 26 at the half. Helton, 1 out of 2 at the foul line tonight. He has 7 points. 1 in bonus. Big toss here. Left it short, and on the rebound, a good block out by Schmedeke, and they'll get the foul on Helton as he reached in. So a double whammy for Hillsborough. Helton misses the front end of the 1-and-1, then reaches in and commits the foul. That's his third. 3 on Helton, 4 on Jay Stewart. Boy, a three-pointer here, and it's a single-digit ball game. 5 minutes to play. Here's Whelan, top of the key. Can Will Jenkins get uber hot here in the money quarter? Whelan, dribble drive, missed it, but he was fouled. That's on Helton. If it is, it's his fourth. That's 4 on Blaze Helton. Long way to go in this ball game. Clock stopped on the foul. 4:55 left at the free throw line. Whelan for the Lancers. He's 1 of 2 at the stripe tonight. He has 20 points. Free throw is no good, rattled out. Elvich checks back in for the Lancers. Schmedeke will get a breather. Second free throw for Whelan, but first substitutions for the Toppers. Declan Riggs going to check in. Helton out with those 4 personal fouls. Declan is 6'1 sophomore. He plays big, though. Big, strong kid. Whelan's second free throw, good. Gets 1 out of 2, 21 for Whelan, an 11-point lead for Hillsborough inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. Left wing with Blaine Stewart. Top of the key now to Riggs. Leaves it into the hands of Vogel. Man, I tell you what, Whelan has done a great job on Vogel here in the second half. Here's Will Christian. Cut off the baseline, finds Matouche, 15-footer, rattled out, no good. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Blaine Stewart. Yes, for Blaine Stewart. That's a big offensive rebound and bucket for the senior Stewart. Here's Whelan, quickly into the front court. Gets all the way to the rim, layup is good for Braden Whelan. He has 23. Toppers push the ball at the floor with Blaine Stewart. Under the rim he goes, kicks it back. Will Christian will trigger the 3. Got it. Will Christian knocks down the 3-ball right in front of the Hillsborough bench. 61-47 Toppers halfway through the money quarter. That was a big sequence right there for Hillsborough. The offensive rebound for Stewart to put back, and then the 3-ball for Will Christian after Whelan came right back with the quick deuce. Here's Elvich, gets in the lane, floats it up, short, rebound, tapped away from Watson, right to Armantrout. He's going to muscle it up with the left hand, yes, for Gabe Armantrout. He has 8, 61-49. Toppers continue to push. Stewart all the way to the rim, layup good with the left hand. 4 for Blaine Stewart. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. Lincolnwood pushes in the front court. Elvich, 18-footer, missed it. Probably not the shot Lincolnwood was looking for there. Here comes Drake Vogel. That is a nice bounce pass from midcourt. Layup is good for Matouche with the left hand. Oh, what a pass from Drake Vogel. The one-handed offhand bounce pass from midcourt right on the money to the streaking Matouche. 65-49 Toppers, 3 minutes ball game. Jenkins, ball fakes the 3, pulls up from 18. Knock it down, Will Jenkins. He has a Baker's dozen, and Matt Milberg wants a timeout. 2:58 to play. Hillsborough 65, Lincolnwood 51. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Toppers have it in the front court. Matouche spins on Watson, draws the double, kicks out Christian open for 3. Left it short and the rebound, and we'll get a foul on Matouche. That's a foul that will not bother Kyle McBrain one bit. That's a pure hustle and energy loose ball foul right there for Gavin Matouche. And it's his first foul, too. That is a great job by Gavin Matouche tonight to play as hard and as physical on the inside as he does to have his first foul come with 2.5 minutes left in the ball game is remarkable. Here's Whalen off to Jenkins' right wing. Drives baseline working on Vogel. His pass across the lane tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with Lincolnwood. Girls Hoops Thursday, Gillespie right here at Hillsboro to take on the Toppers. That varsity game now will be live at 6 on FM 106.1 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Tito Shootout versus Cancer Saturday in Nokomis. 8 games, first tips at 9:30. Here's Vogel. Fancy layup, and he got it. 20 for Vogel, his first points of the half. He just kind of looked to his left. Had a little scoop and a finger roll. 67-51. He's so smooth. Here's Jenkins fouled. And free throws for Will Jenkins. 67-51 as the Toppers have created some separation again as Lincolnwood had this lead down to 11 after they trailed by 26 at halftime. Free throw for Jenkins is short. And a tough night at the foul line for the Lancers. Just 1 out of 4 here in the money quarter. Second free throw now for the 6'1 senior. Good. 14 for Jenkins. 67-52. Everybody gets up to play the Toppers this year. They are loaded for bear. That game with Payne on Friday night. That will be a big early season challenge for Hillsboro. Of course, they beat Payne last year in that COVID season and had a crazy comeback in the fourth quarter. They were dead in the water until they weren't. Christian at the free throw line after he was fouled by Schmedeke. Free throw for Christian. Spun out, no good. Rebound to the Lancers. 110 seconds for the ball game. A 15-point Hillsboro lead. Lincolnwood needs buckets, and they need them in a hurry. Here's Whalen. Right block. Spins, and he traveled first. He did. 101 seconds for the ball game. 67-52. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports. The Fighting Illini beat Iowa last night. They're off until Saturday. They will be hosting Arizona, 3 o'clock with the coverage on the Ox Saturday afternoon. The Tito Shootout versus Cancer will have coverage beginning at 9:30. And actually before that at 9 o'clock with Sports Saturday. But we want to see you out there. $5 gets you in. That's good all day. All the money to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. We'll have raffles and 50-50s. In the corner, Blaine Stewart, 4-3, missed it off the heel, too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Declan Riggs as he was losing his balance to the deck he went and lost the basketball. Ahead to Schmedeke, and he is fouled with just 55 seconds to play. We've got some Fighting Illini tickets as part of that raffle for the Wisconsin game in early February. Also a nice meat basket for pork and beef will be raffled off as well. Just among some of the things that will be part of the Tito Shootout versus Cancer Saturday in Nokomis. Please come out and join us. Free throw good for Schmedeke. It is a 100% fundraising event for the Montgomery County Cancer Association. That is an organization that Terry supported greatly before he ever had cancer. And then when he was on the receiving end of their generosity, he was extremely touched. They help and have helped so many people in Montgomery County. So all the money Saturday goes to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Free throw for Schmedeke is no good. Got 1 out of 2. Rebound down to the Toppers. 50 seconds to play. Hillsboro is going to improve to 4-2. It got a little hairy, though, in the fourth quarter, didn't it, after they were up 26 at the half. Here's Declan Riggs. Jump stop off the window. It's good for Declan. His first bucket. He had a nice JV game tonight. Heck of a pitcher for Kyle McBrain, too, and the Topper baseball team. Here comes Whalen to the rim. Missed the layup and a tie-up. As sticking his nose in there was Dom Haggard. Of course, we heard Dom's name throughout the fall for the Topper golf team. Here's Connor, 20 seconds, 69-53, the Topper lead. They will just hold out near midcourt on the bounce with Bryce Connor. 13 seconds for the ball game. Lincoln Wood gave the Toppers all they wanted here tonight after they were down 26 at the half. They hung tough and battled in the second half. But the Toppers will dribble it out, and they will win it tonight, 69-53. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Hillsborough wins it tonight over Lincoln Woods, 69-53, but it got a lot closer in the fourth quarter than you might have thought if you heard the halftime score. Toppers were up 46-20 at the half. Lincoln Wood came out strong, outscored Hillsborough 17-6 in that third quarter, had it down to as close as 11 with the basketball, but could not draw nearer as Hillsborough wins it 69-53. Gavin Matouche led the way with 22. He had 16 of those in the first half. Drake Vogel scored 18 of his 20 in the first half tonight. They were the only two toppers to reach double figures. 9 for Will Christian, 7 for Blaze Helton, 4 points for Blaine Stewart, 3 for Bryce Connor, 2 for Jay Stewart, and 2 for Declan Riggs. Hillsborough, 4 of 7 from the foul line. They just attempted 2 foul shots in that fourth quarter, not nearly as aggressive in that second half as they were in that first half in the process of building up that 26-point lead. So with the win, Hillsborough improves to 4-2. And up next for the Toppers, it will be Pena on Friday night before they head into the T-Toad shootout on Saturday and take on Athens. For Lincoln Wood, they were led tonight by Braden Whalen with 21 points, 14 for Will Jenkins, 8 points for Gabe Armentrout, 4 points for Brady Schmedeke, 2 points for Jonah Elvidge. I had Lincoln Wood 8 of 15 from the free throw line tonight. They knocked down 3 triples in the ball game. For Hillsborough, they hit 5 threes. Hillsborough led 22-13 after one, had a 46-20 lead at the half. It was 52-37 after 3, and your final, Hillsborough wins it over Lincoln Wood 69-53. We want to thank all the fine folks here at Hillsborough High School for their hospitality, Andy Stritzel and the crew here. They get us set up great every time we come into town, so we thank them very much for that. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors now. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible. So the sponsors you hear as part of our broadcast, please patronize them. Shop local, because without our local sponsors, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. We are set for a fun week of hoops, aren't we? We'll be right back here in Hillsborough on Thursday for girls action as the Toppers will host Gillespie. That will be an early start time now, 6 o'clock tip for the varsity Thursday with live coverage here on WSMI, and that will lead us in to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer on Saturday in Nokomis. $5 admission, and that is good all day. You don't have to stay all day. You can leave. You can come back. Just come out and join us on Saturday. A fun day of basketball. All the money to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. You can find the broadcast schedule for the shootout at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on FM 106.1. Your final one more time here from Hillsborough. The Toppers beat Lincoln Wood 69-53. For Jennifer Graham, I am Tim Mize. We say goodnight from Toppertown.